Research shows that the average knowledge worker is truly productive for only about 3 hours per day. The rest of the time? Spent in meetings, answering emails, switching between tasks, and fighting exhaustion. Yet we persist in believing that if we just work harder, longer, or more efficiently, we'll finally get ahead. This is the productivity paradox. The more we try to squeeze from our days, the less we actually accomplish. What if the solution isn't adding more hours, but optimizing the ones we already have? Our brains aren't machines that maintain constant output. They're biological organs influenced by everything from our last meal to the lighting in our workspace. When we ignore these realities, we fight against our own biology. But when we understand how our minds and bodies actually function, we can create conditions for extraordinary effectiveness. The goal isn't 8 hours of mediocre work, it's 2 hours of brilliant work that matters more than an entire day of distracted effort. We spend most days on autopilot, following ingrained routines without conscious thought. These habits free our minds for problem solving, but they also cause us to jump between tasks without considering whether we're doing the right thing. The magic happens in brief moments between tasks, what neuroscientists call decision points. When you finish a report or close a meeting, your dorsal anterior cingulate cortex activates like an alarm system, creating a window of heightened self-awareness. These moments feel uncomfortable, which is why we rush through them. But rushing through a decision point to save 5 minutes might lead you to spend the next hour on the wrong task entirely. Consider Sarah, a product manager who finishes reviewing user feedback at 2 p.m. She immediately opens email and spends 90 minutes responding to messages, missing her optimal window for creative work on a product redesign due tomorrow. Had she paused to ask, "What deserves my best thinking right now?" she would have recognized that email could wait while her creative energy couldn't. To harness decision points, practice three behaviors. Deliberately slow down when a task ends, use predictable interruptions as prompts to reassess priorities, and never start a new task without consciously choosing it. 30 seconds of genuine consideration can save an hour of wasted effort. Tom woke energized about his presentation to company leadership. His pitch for reviving a classic tennis line felt brilliant, but first he decided to quickly clear his email. 90 minutes later, he opened his presentation notes and drew a complete blank. His once vibrant ideas now seemed foolish and half-formed. Tom depleted his executive functions, the brain's control systems handling decision-making, planning, and self-control. Every email required micro-decisions. Reply now or later. How should I phrase this? By the time he turned to his presentation, his cognitive tank was empty. Self-control operates like a muscle. It fatigues with use. Even mundane decisions drain us. This explains why Barack Obama and Mark Zuckerberg wear the same outfit daily. Eliminating trivial choices preserves mental energy for consequential ones. Emotions dramatically shape performance. Anger enhances assertive tasks. Sadness improves analytical work. Anxiety and readiness are physiologically almost identical. That racing heart signals preparedness, not panic. Positive emotions particularly boost creativity. Strategic productivity means treating mental energy as your most precious resource. Schedule draining activities, email, administrative tasks, difficult conversations away from times requiring peak performance. Use emotional awareness strategically. Tackle creative projects after positive experiences. Handle analytical work when calm. Address confrontational issues when energized. Most importantly, practice strategic incapacitance, deliberately choosing not to complete everything. Protect your moments of peak performance fiercely. Your brain evolved to rapidly shift attention, scanning for threats and opportunities, not for sustained focus on spreadsheets. This makes modern knowledge work frustratingly difficult. When you begin a task, your brain initially finds it engaging. Within minutes, it habituates to this safe stimulus and seeks novelty. Notifications, conversations, unread emails, your attention system treats these as potentially important. Fighting this with willpower backfires. Telling yourself, "Don't think about email," activates the exact neural networks associated with email, making it more prominent. The solution isn't superhuman willpower, but environmental design. Remove predictable distractions. Turn off notifications, close email, silence your phone, wear noise-canceling headphones. These aren't minor adjustments. They're fundamental to protecting attention. Paradoxically, indefinite focus undermines performance. UC Santa Barbara researchers found participants whose minds wandered most showed greatest improvement on creative tasks. After intense concentration, switch to mildly engaging activities, organizing your desk, listening to instrumental music, taking brief walks. These activate your default mode network, the brain state associated with creative insight. After 5 to 15 minutes, return to your task. Solutions often emerge seemingly from nowhere. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years imprisoned on Robben Island, yet emerged with remarkable mental clarity. His secret? Disciplined daily exercise. Running in place, doing calisthenics, maintaining physical routines despite severe restrictions. Mandela intuitively understood what neuroscience now confirms. Physical movement profoundly enhances mental performance. Just 20-30 minutes of moderate exercise sharpens attention, stabilizes blood sugar, reduces anxiety via GABA release, amplifies positive emotions through endorphins, and boosts energy by improving mitochondrial function. These benefits manifest within 30 minutes and last for hours, making exercise a mental reset button. The strategic insight? Physical activity can be deployed tactically. Feeling sluggish at 2 p.m., a brisk walk restores alertness more effectively than coffee. Anxious before a difficult conversation, 10 minutes of stair climbing calms your nerves. What you eat shapes your mental state just as powerfully. Carbohydrates provide brief cognitive boosts but cause crashes within an hour. High-protein meals enhance memory after about an hour. Fats sustain executive function for 3 hours due to smaller blood sugar fluctuations. Strategic eating means planning meals around cognitive demands. Choose balanced meals with proteins, healthy fats, and low glycemic carbohydrates before important work. Eat smaller, frequent meals to regulate blood sugar. Stay hydrated. Even 2% dehydration impairs attention. Use moderate caffeine, around 150 milligrams, judiciously with cream or fact to stabilize blood sugar. Imagine writing a thoughtful analysis while conversations drift over your cubicle wall. Each interruption yanks your attention away, forcing your brain to repeatedly reorient. Research examining 242 studies found that intermittent speech severely disrupts cognitive performance, more than continuous speech or mechanical noise. Our brains automatically attempt to process partial verbal inputs, making overheard conversations uniquely distracting. Many combat office noise with background music, but studies show this impairs reading comprehension and complex problem solving. White noise typically proves less effective than simple quiet, except for individuals with ADHD who may benefit from sensory regulation. Light fundamentally shapes cognitive function. Blue light mimicking daylight, 5500 to 6500K, enhances performance. Workers show 12% faster response times. Conversely, dim lighting, around 100 lux, enhances creative thinking by reducing inhibitions, though it decreases analytical performance by up to 30%. Physical workspace influences both body and mind. Expansive postures increase testosterone by 20%, while decreasing cortisol by 25%. Treadmill desk users walking at 1 to 2 miles per hour increase creative output by 60%. A single plant improves attention span by 15%. Strategic environmental design, lighting changes, movement opportunities, plants, noise-canceling headphones can reduce cognitive load by 20 to 30%, compounding into significant productivity gains. We've been approaching productivity backwards. The industrial age taught us that more hours equal more output, but knowledge work operates differently. Your brain is a biological organ, profoundly influenced by sleep, nutrition, movement, and environment. Work smarter by aligning with your biology. Recognize decision points between tasks to reconnect with priorities rather than defaulting to autopilot. Schedule demanding work during peak cognitive periods. Leverage exercise to reduce anxiety and enhance cognition. Eat smaller, frequent meals, stay hydrated, and use caffeine strategically. Optimize your workspace, lighting, noise levels, and movement opportunities. These aren't productivity hacks. They're fundamental principles of human performance. When you work with your biology, you accomplish more in 2 hours of genuine effectiveness than in 8 hours of distracted effort. In a world rewarding creative problem-solving over busyness, your ability to create peak cognitive conditions is essential. Stop measuring worth by hours logged. Start measuring it by the quality of thinking you bring to work that truly matters.